I want to talk to you, the Spirit regenerates. Regenerates. In Titus chapter 3, it's a familiar scripture, but then we'll expound on it. Maybe we'll step in some areas that weren't as familiar. Amen? In Titus chapter 3, verse number 5, he said, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Amen? The first thing he was talking to me about was the washing. I have here in to rinse because I'm following some R's and the rinse worked. Hallelujah. Amen. I find it's easy and I use the alphabet, all right? And y'all can normally figure out what I'm going to say. Hallelujah. I was reminded of something when I was looking about that rinse, that washing, that rinse. I was reminded how you use things that don't seem to look like it would make something white that makes something white. I got this thing about for cleaning my teeth. And this stuff was all dark black stuff, all right? You put all this dark black stuff in your mouth, amen? And it's like in your teeth, in your gums, everything's all black. It gets all over the place. There's black everywhere. And you're thinking, well, this black is everywhere. How is that going to do anything? It's staining my clothes. It's staining the sink. It's staining everything. But then you rinse it off and your teeth are like white as could be. All right? And it was just like charcoal compressed produces a diamond. Amen. Something that's black and dirty, in the middle of it, there was something that was being produced. Amen. So when I was looking at to rinse, I'm going to look first at the whitening. The whitening. In Isaiah chapter 1, the prophet Isaiah says in verse number 18, he says, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. And he says, if ye be willing and be obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord have spoken it. You know, when I was thinking about the washing, is the whitening. Our sins were scarlet, but now they're white as snow. Amen? What? What did that? What washed away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Something red made something white. Amen? It's something about the use of colors there. But also with the rinse comes, with the whitening comes the washing. The washing. In Ezekiel chapter 36, the prophet Ezekiel is prophesying. He says, then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. So one of the things the Lord would speak of me, to rinse, to the whitening, amen, comes by the washing, and the washing comes by the word. Amen? Amen? So with that in mind, the Apostle Paul in Ephesians 5, he uses a parallel between a husband and a wife and the church in Christ, as we're being the bride of Christ. Sometimes it's kind of weird for men to think of themselves as a bride, amen, but you got to think outside of the sex box, okay? This isn't about sex. This is about love. This is agape love that we're being espoused to a husband, and our husband is Christ, and we're his bride. And he sends his word in Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 26, that he may sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such things, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Amen. Amen. So first he says, the washing of the water, the washing to rinse, the rinse whitens us because we're being washed by the word of God. Amen. And it's just like if you have soap in a rag, unless you apply it to something, it's not effective. I'm reminded of my children when they were little, when you told them to go take a shower or go take a bath, they would go into the bathroom. If you didn't check on them, they'd come out, their hair was wet, but they still stunk because they really never took a shower. They just put their hair wet to try to get away with it. Amen. Amen. But to be whitened, we need to be washed by the water of the word. Amen. So in other words, what the Lord's saying to us, his word never returns void. It always accomplishes what he sent it to do. Amen. Secondly, he said to regenerate. I was reminded of something, of this little gadget here. This is a battery booster, all right? And what this is if you take this and you use it to start your car, to boost your car, you have to plug it back in to get it regenerated. This will generate energy, but when the energy is spent, you need to plug it back into the source to get it regenerated so it works again. If you use it on your car and you do not regenerate it, the next time you need a jump start, it's going to come short because it hasn't been connected back to the source. And God says for you and I, as men and women of God, as we're pouring out things for the kingdom of God, we got to stay connected to the source. Amen. The Holy Spirit regenerates us. Amen. So what he's saying to regenerate us, to regenerate the life, just like that life had gone out of the battery of your vehicle and you use that to regenerate it, and he said the source of the be connected to the wall. I have 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 17 here. It's familiar too. There's a reminder that says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Just like that charger, we need to be regenerated so that we can pour out to others. Amen. The Lord was reminding me, I'd had a memorial service here last night for an old friend of mine, Steve Campbell, that went home to be with the Lord. And one of the things the Lord was revealing to me, Jesus said in John 3:3, except a man be born again, he shall not see the kingdom of God. And there's so many that just receive Jesus as Savior but never make him Lord. And there's a difference. If he's just your Savior, you're going to stay in your bondage and your sickness and your disease, and you're never really going to have the joy of the Lord. You're never going to have anything going right for you in this world. Amen. But when you make him Lord of your life, you become a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. And now all of a sudden you have a Zoe life. You have abundant life. You know, and I was talking to him about all the businesses and things the world had to offer. I had what the world had to offer, but I have more in Christ Jesus than I ever had in the world.
Amen.
Amen. I got joy unspeakable in the fullness of glory. Amen. I got a helper no matter what I'm facing. I'm never going to go through anything alone. He's my very present help in time of need. All I have to do is call on him and he answers me. And he shows me great and mighty things that I didn't know. Amen. God wants you to understand that when you're regenerated by the Holy Ghost, God will be your very present help no matter what you're facing. Amen. No matter what you're facing. And when you look at it and you see it, no matter how big it looks, you just say to it, I can do all things that through Christ that gives me strength. His strength is bigger than you. I bind you right now by the power and authority of Jesus' name, and I command you to get out of my way. I'm not asking you to. I'm taking authority. Amen. God wants you to know that we're men and women of authority. He said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. Now go ye therefore. Teach all nations. Baptize them in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Teach them to observe all these things I commanded thee. And lo, I'm with thee even to the end of the world. Amen. Amen. Hey, we're in it to win it, man. Hey, no matter what it's looking like, no matter what it seems like, there's the light, but there's also the living. The living the life. And 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter 1. I often wonder, man, I got a light crowd and I still get loud. Hallelujah.
Go right ahead,
Pastor. Amen. Remember, verse 23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. Man, when you get a hold of the revelation, the understanding that this is a living word, and every time you speak it, it has life. Amen. And what it does is every time you speak life, it overcomes death. Hello? Hello? Don't be afraid. Here's where the enemy tries to get us. We begin to doubt, well, wonder if God doesn't do it. I'm not going to say it. Then they might think that my faith isn't big enough. It isn't about you anyway. It's about God. Amen. Amen. And my word says he can do exceedingly abundantly above all I ask or even think. Let's don't put God in this little box. Amen. He fills the atmosphere. He fills the universe. We serve a great big God. Hallelujah. He's everywhere all the time. Hallelujah. So this brings us some liberty. The life, the living, and the liberty. Sounds like it ought to be a song. Sing it, Katrina. Well, you'd be like me. I just make them up. Right? There's no song that any artist has written that I haven't made my own words to. Hallelujah. If I don't know, I just keep on flowing. Doesn't matter. I get the rhythm and keep going. Amen. But the Word of God says in 1 John chapter 2, verse number 29, he says, if you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. So God wants to just remind us that, hey, we've been rinsed, we've been regenerated, and we've been renewed. We've been renewed. We've been renewed with the right spirit, the right spirit. And Psalms 51, verse number 10, the psalmist says this, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. Amen. You know, God says this. We have the right spirit, the Holy Spirit, but to renew the spirit of man. The spirit of God and the spirit of man, there's a battle within you. You have your spirit and the Spirit of God. Amen. And you got to give the Spirit of God the precedence. You got to give the Spirit of God the control. If it's no longer I that liveth, but it's Christ that liveth in me. In other words, the living in me is by the Spirit of God. In other words, I got to let that Spirit of God overthrow the spirit of man. Because my flesh is weak. My flesh wants to go somewhere. My spirit wants to go places. But he said, just like the psalmist said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit in me. In other words, our spirit of righteousness. Amen. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but by his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So he says with this, not only that, the right strength. The right spirit and the right strength. He says in Isaiah 40, and David was brought that out during worship. This evening, about waiting on the Lord. But I want to go to verse number 28. The prophet Isaiah asked this question. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint. And them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Amen. So it says there, there's the right spirit, the right strength, and he gives us the right solution. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 16, the Apostle Paul says, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. In other words, wait a minute. My outward man is getting old and it's perishing, but my inward man is being renewed. It isn't about the Holy Spirit renewed, but the Holy Spirit's God. But the spirit of me is being renewed every day so I can continue to move, so I can continue to do what God's called me to do. No matter what it looks like in my body, my power comes from inside, not from the outside. Amen? Amen? So we're allowing the Spirit of God to minister to our spirit, and then all of a sudden it's producing. Amen? What is it doing? It's producing strength for me to do things I couldn't do before. Amen? He says to us in verse 17, he reminds us, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen? Amen? So when I'm looking at my physical body, I sometimes say, well, I can't do this or I can't do that. Then the Spirit of God quickens my spirit of man, and my spirit of man goes ahead and does things I couldn't do.
Yeah, that's right.
Then who's glorified through that?
God is.
God is. Amen? So he not only gives us that, he not only gives us the to rinse us, to regenerate us, to renew us, but he also, fourthly, to resolve. And to resolve this, and the resolve is this in Colossians 3:10, simple and plain. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. So what is the Lord saying here tonight to you and I? The Spirit regenerates, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. To rinse us, the whitening comes by the washing comes by the word. To regenerate the life that brings forth the living, which brings forth the liberty and the freedom. To renew the right spirit within us that gives us strength for the right solution when we stand on the resolve that we put on the new man and we're renewed after the knowledge of the image of Him that created him. In other words, if Jesus said, come follow me, amen? Yes. Whatever Jesus did, we can do, amen? But Jesus never received any glory.
That's right.
He wouldn't even take the glory for the things He did.
No.
He said it was all about the Father,
yeah.
Amen? And if Jesus wouldn't take the glory, He just reminds us, all glory belongs to the Father in heaven.
Amen.
He doesn't share His glory with anyone. Now He takes us from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of God, but He doesn't share the glory. Amen? Amen? So when you look at that scripture for next time, you just say, hey man, I've been rinsed, I'm whitened by the washing, by the Word of God, amen? I've been regenerated. Amen. I've got the energy of God. I've got the energy of the Holy Spirit. It's going to quicken the spirit man, going to quicken my spirit man. To quicken means to make alive.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And we're alive and well.
Amen.
Yes. Are you breathing?
Yes.
If you're breathing, God ain't done with you yet.
That's right.
God's got a whole new year for you to witness to the college students. Amen. Of how good God is. It's a whole new year at Centerra with all kinds of things. I had a friend of mine call with me. They had an outbreak of the COVID at their church and his business. But God has a control over that too. Then as a pastor, as a shepherd, I got in touch with the hospital. I got a report from the hospital, and actually it was a really good report. There isn't very many with COVID. There was only one in the critical care unit with COVID. Nobody's on air or ventilators or nothing like that. So, in our local hospital, it's not doing too bad. Now, there's some cases coming in, but I think that's all part of the plot. that's another story. Hallelujah. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for Your word. We're grateful that You sent Your word here to accomplish something in our hearts and lives. So, Father God, I pray for each and every one that's here tonight and those that are going to listen on the website, Father God, that we not only take this word, but that we chew on it, that we swallow it, and it becomes life to our mortal bodies, Father God. Father, You've come to give us life in the abundance thereof. So, Father, we bind every weapon the enemy's trying to form to distract and to divide and to destroy your children, Father God. And we say, Lord, may God arise and the enemy be scattered in Jesus' name. We're coming back. We're here, Lord Jesus, to take back the territory, not to give the territory up. So we're going to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, and we, as You called us to do. So, Lord, give us opportunities to share Your love with others, and we'll never cease to give You praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.